Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's now time for noonday prayer. So I'm going to give everybody a few seconds to get ready to come on in to noonday prayer. God bless. Amen. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. Come on in. Come on in. It's noonday prayer. truly great and worthy to be praised. I thank God for allowing me to be alive this morning to come into noonday prayer, to give God the honor and the glory. It's not, a lot of people didn't make it this morning, Saints. A lot of people wasn't able to get up and say, God, you know, I'm giving you honor, I'm giving you praise, I'm giving you glory, I'm giving you worship. But I thank God that he allowed me to be in noonday prayer to give him praise and to give him the honor and to give him the glory and just to be able to praise his holy name. So I'm just going to continue on praising God. You know, David said, as far as me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds, and then I'm going to go into prayer. Amen.
Ready for connection.
Amen. He said, I belong to you. I belong to you, Lord, no matter what's going on, Father God. No matter how the situation is, Lord, I know that I belong to you, Father. No matter how bad my day may seem, no matter how sleepless my nights was, I belong to you, Father. Father God, I just thank you for allowing me to be before your throne and just being able to come to you once again, Father God, giving you the honor and the glory and the praise, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Come on, somebody. Somebody wasn't able to get out of bed and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, somebody struggling right now trying to figure out how they're going to be able to open their mouth just to say Jesus. It's something when you wake up and you can't even say the name Jesus because your mouth is deformed. Your brain is not functioning properly. It's something when you wake up and you can't even see the Bible. Come on, somebody. When your eyes are just all how do you want to say, when your eyesight is no longer great. Not, you know, God didn't promise us that our body would not fall apart. Come on, somebody. God never promised us that we would never age. We all going to age one day in life. We all going to age before we even know it. The Bible said there is nothing new under the sun. That's a time to live and that's a time to die. Come on, somebody. I'm giving some people a few more seconds to get in. I just got some texts, so giving people a few more seconds. After this song, we're going to go into our prayer. Amen.
What is this that I feel inside? And if you say no, so when I'm down low, yeah.
Whatever it is, it will never, ever cause me to hold my peace. Like David said, if fire shut up in your bones, you got to say amen when the Lord is for you. You got to say amen when things are going in your favor. You got to say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when he's lifted you out of your bed of affliction. You got to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, when he's answered your emergency calls, whether they be emergency or not. You got to give God the honor and the praise and give it all to him. Don't hold nothing back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you right now in prayer right now, Father God, petitioning you right now, Father God, calling on your holy name right now, Father God, asking you right now, Father God, for you to come into this nation right now, Father God. Heal those that are suffering with COVID still right now, Father God. Give them a sense of being and letting them know that you are around them right now. You're protecting them right now, Father God. You're giving them a new body, a new health immune system right now, Father God. Father God, look on those seniors right now, Father God, who's sick in their body right now, Father, who's aching with arthritis right now, Father God. Father God, go into their homes right now and touch their mind from dementia and Alzheimer's right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you are working their issues out right now, Father God. Let them know that you're helping them survive with their finances right now, Father God. Father God, let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our single moms and our single dads right now, Father God. Give them the strength and courage to continue on doing the jobs that they do right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing as they raise their young ones right now, Father God. Let them know that help is always by their sides right now, Father God. Regardless if they're single or not, Father God, let them know that you are in the midst of all of their problems. You are in the midst of all of their goals and aspirations right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you lift them up with a good prayer of knowing that if they ever get into a shortage right now, Father God, that they can just say the name of Jesus and everything got to be still right now, Father God. Like Jesus stood on the boat and said, peace be still right now, Father God. Let these single parents know that if they just say, peace be still, Jesus is in the midst of the situation right now, Father God. Father God, look on our young people right now, Father God. Give them the heart to love one another and not kill each other right now, Father God. Father God, give them the heart to have respect for their elders right now, Father God. Father God, give them the heart right now to learn that they need to have a great education right now, Father God. Father God, keep your hedge of protection around our young kids from COVID right now, Father God. Father God, let them not have to deal with the idea that they have to have COVID or any kind of immune problem that will cause them to be sick right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our nations and the governments right now, Father God. Look on our Democrats and our Republicans and independents right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you don't understand and you don't create division, but that division right now doesn't mean anything to the nation right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they have to come together in unity of one right now for the common denomination of the people right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they need to make good, profound decisions for the nation right now, Father God, and not for the greed of their pockets right now, Father God. Look down on our president and vice president right now, Father God. Lead and guide them and have them to make profound, great decisions right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the nation's poverty and inflation right now, Father God. Father God, touch the nations where food can be plenty and not at high cost right now, Father God. For a lot of people are struggling just to put food on their table because of the cost of inflation right now, Father God. So, Father God, touch the food sources right now, Father God. Father God, not only touch the food sources, but touch the economy inflation right now, Father God. For we were never meant live on the Romans situations of the Romans finances right now, Father God. But Father God, I ask that you look down on the inflation rate right now, Father God. Help the people that's homeless right now, Father God. Father God, help them to have doors open where they can afford to live in a place for rent right now, Father God. For even home is expensive right now, Father God. So Father God, we call on your name and we honor you and give you glory right now, Father God, because we believe in your name, Father God. We trust in your will right now, Father God. So Father God, as we continue to call on your name and trust in your will right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you give us the strength right now, Father God, to give us encouragement right now, Father God, to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding as Solomon asked for, Father God. Father God, give us the wisdom to know the right from the wrong right now, Father God. Father God, give us wisdom to make profound decisions and not bad decisions right now, Father God. Father God, give us the wisdom to have discernment of spirit right now, Father God. And Father God, continue on increasing our steps right now, Father God. Father God, continue on lifting us and building us in your kingdom right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of the people that's in the hospital right now, Father God. Whatever ailment they're suffering with, Father God, disperse your angels to touch their bodies right now, Father God. Disperse your angels to lift their spirits right now, Father God. And Father God, for all those who have transitioned this month and the month before, right now. Father God, touch their family and their hearts right now. Let their hearts not be troubled right now, Father God. For Nehemiah 8 and 10 said, the joy of the Lord is my strength right now, Father God. So Father God, disperse your strength among them right now, Father God. Let them know that you're strengthening their hearts right now, Father God. Let them know that their loved ones are not deceased and gone forever, but let them know that they're with you right now, Father God. Father God, look on mothers that right now who's dealing with daughters who are disobedient right now, Father God. Father God, bring those two into union and look at the fathers and sons that's having issues to right now, Father God. Bring them into a good, sweet communion and union with you right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our, oh my goodness, oh hallelujah, look down on our water system. I hear that are having problems with our water system right now, Father God. Oh hallelujah, thank you Jesus. Father God, don't let any harm or imperfections in our water system right now, Father God. And Father God, as we begin to go through this year, Father God, we ask that you watch over us, because you said your eye is on the sparrow right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you watch over each and every last one of us right now, Father God. Father God, go into the school system where our teachers at right now, Father God. Father God, help them to continue on teaching our children and building them up in character right now, Father God. Let our teachers not get sick with COVID as they continue on teaching children right now, Father God. Father God, look at our situation with the fires and the cold and the storms. Our weather is off now, Father God. But Father God, protect us and strengthen us for whatever weather system we have right now, Father God. For all the homeless people in the cold, provide them a shelter right now, Father God. Give them a warm, heated blanket right now, Father God. For all the people who struggle with the flood in Britain right now, Father God, give them a house to lay their head and solid foundation right now, Father God. Help them to understand that whatever they lost in the flood is not until death right now, Father God. Father God, give them a dry place that they can call home right now, Father God. Look down in the people in California who's suffering with fires right now, Father God. Father God, let not one of them be hurt with the fire right now, Father God. Father God, look on your people in Jerusalem and Gush right now, Father God. For they're suffering a winter storm like never before right now, Father God. So, Father God, keep them warm and safe right now, Father God. Father God, give all those who's up in the northern states money to keep their heat on in their house right now, Father God. Father God, let no one sit in their home trembling because of lack of heat or electricity right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the Floridians here as well right now, Father God. Father God, give them the mind to continue to work together. As a matter of fact, Father God, we petition you to give the nation the mind to work together right now, Father God. Not black against white and Spanish against Cubans. Father God, help us all to become as one children, one nation, one group that loves you right now, Father God. Let that mind which is in Christ Jesus also be in us right now, Father God. Father God, let us go out leaders in the highways and byways and teach the lost and not in the church alone right now, Father God. Father God, help our leaders to become strong leaders that we can go and touch the women who are lost in society right now, Father God. Touch our leaders where we can go and help the young men who's lost in society right now, Father God. Father God, we give all the honor and glory to you right now, Father God. We lift your holy name because, God, we know it was only you who made this day, Father God. So we say, Father God, we will rejoice and praise your holy name in this day, Father God. Father God, not only will we praise your holy name, but we will give you honor and glory right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that if we did not have you, we would be completely lost right now, Father God. Father God, we give you honor and glory for your son, Jesus Christ, right now, Father God. For we know that if it was not Jesus who hung on that cross, we would not have a way to commune with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you honor for your son right now, Father God. We give you honor for creating your son to be who he is right now, Father God. Father God, we give you honor for allowing your son to be the mediator between us and you right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that whoever you can save, Father God, save as many as you can right now, Father God. Father God, we're calling on your name, and you said if the people who are called by name will humble themselves and pray, then will you hear our prayer and hear the land. So, Father God, we ask that you heal the land right now, Father God. Heal the land of peasant and famine right now, Father God. Let no peasants come into our land right now, Father God. And Father God, if it be your will, Father God, save those who are calling to be saved right now, Father God. Father God, continue on keeping your will before our eyes right now, Father God. Father God, let us not fall from your side right now, Father God. Father God, we lift up your holy name and we give you praise right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that you are a God that sit high and look low right now, Father God. So, Father God, we'll be also careful and also humble to stay before you right now, Father God. Father God, look on our churches and the doors that are closed. Open them for us right now, Father God. Let us go back to having church services where we could commune with each other right now, Father God. Father God, not only let us be able to commune with each other, but Father God, make our churches new again right now, Father God. Let us not come in with the old mentality, but let us come in with the mind of Jesus right now, Father God. Entering in the church of praise again right now, Father God. And not only with the church of praise right now, Father God, let us be mindful, Father God, that the church is not the building, but the church is in us right now, Father God. Father God, we give you honor for our churches right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we give you honor for all of the things that go on in the world that's for our good health right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our doctors and our nurses right now, Father God, who's working around the clock, year round, day round, evening round, to save the souls right now, Father God, to save the people who are sick right now, Father God. Father God, strengthen our doctors and our nurses that they don't get tired and burnt out right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the Pastor Camilla's family right now, Father God. Continue on keeping protective hedge around them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on Sister True and Sister Angela right now, Father God. Continue on keeping a protective hedge around them as well now. Father God, touch each and every last one of their family members and keep them safe in your bosom right now, Father God. Father God, look down on my family as well right now, Father God. Continue on keeping the protective hedge around my sisters, my children right now, Father God, and my family right now, Father God, my nieces and my nephews right now, Father God. Father God, I give you honor and I give you praise. I give you glory to your holy name right now, Father God. And Father God, when all is said and done, Father God, I would love to say, Father God, I would love to hear you say, Father God, well done, my good and faithful servant right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that we are not in a world that we should be focusing on, but we're in the world that we should be focused on you right now, Father God. For you said that just because we're in the world, we're not supposed to be of the world right now, Father God. So, Father God, continue strengthening us and building us that we can be called children of righteousness right now, Father God. And, Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise right now, Father God. Father God, we also ask that you look down on Pastor Camilla's father-in-law right now, Father God. Father God, strengthen his mind and keep a protective hedge around him as well right now, Father God. Father God, continue on strengthening him and helping him to be safe right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on the Roundtree family right now, Father God, for they have lost a mother, a sister, an auntie, a cousin right now, Father God. Let them know that this transition of Moselle Roundtree was your will and your call right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that their hearts should not be heavy, but should rejoice right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you the glory and the honor for giving her a smooth transition right now, Father God. Father God, we just give you the glory right now. We give you the honor and we magnify your holy name right now, Father God. Father God, all that's going to be done, all that has been done, all that will be done, Father God, we give you glory for it right now, Father God. We are also humble and also so happy to be able to delight in your name and in before your presence right now, Father God. So, Father God, everything that's said and done in this prayer, Father God, we ask that you bless it. Open up the doors of heaven and pour out a blessing right now, Father God. Not only pour out a blessing right now, Father God, but open up the windows of heaven and help those who are struggling right now, Father God. Help those who are trying to figure out what steps to take and what steps to make right now, Father God. Not only help those right now, Father God, who's struggling in their decision, but help those right now, Father God, who's thinking of suicidal right now, Father God. Help those right now, Father, who think that they have nothing to live for and they want to just throw in the towel right now, Father God. Let them know that suicide is not of you right now, Father God. Let them know that they take their life, they no longer can praise your holy name right now, Father God. Let them know that there is nothing that is worth them taking their life for right now, Father God. Father God, look on our drug addicts and our alcohols right now.
Father God. Take that taste of alcohol out of their mouth right now, Father God. Let the alcoholism know that they do not need alcohol to solve their problems right now, Father God. Let them know that their problem solving is not in a bottle right now, but it's in your word of God right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our drug addicted folks right now, Father God. Let them know that the drugs they are taking are abusing their bodies with, Father God. Let them know that the drugs they're taking right now, Father God, will not help solve their situation right now, Father God. Father God, for every time that a drug addict pick up his drug, Father God, let it be a foul taste of their mouth right now, Father God. Let them be able to say, I don't want this drug no more right now, Father God. Let them say that I put this drug down and I accept Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory for this right now, Father God. And Father God, when all is said and done, Father God, we will be also humble and also careful to continue on remembering you in this day. Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, saints, we are going to have Bible study with Pastor Camilla on Restoration Online Ministry. Please, please, please come back at 9 o'clock tonight and be on with Pastor Camilla Parker. Bible study is an awesome, awesome study. So don't be late. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. And I promise you it's going to be an awesome study. If there are any prayer requests, please petition us, Pastor Parker or myself, Pastor Sandra, for prayer requests. We're always open for prayer requests. And guys, we need to get into prayer more because I tell you, prayer does change things. Amen? Amen. God bless each and every last one of you, and I pray that you keep my strength in the Lord. Amen.